Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the 48 Kinyanei Torah. We have arrived at Besimcha, which may or may not, but may very well be my favorite of all of the Kinyanim. I think instead of having one Shiur on Simcha, we should have 1,000 Shiurim on Simcha. I hope we're Zocha, but I don't think we're going to. But I hope we have more than one, because it's just too good. So this is dedicated to my sweet friend, Rabbi Shlomo Gittelman Shlita. He and his entire household should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. And this is based on the Imrei Chen on Kinyanei Torah. The Maharal and the Derech Chaim, which is his parish on Avos, writes, Ki asimcha mida gedola, ki kasher adamu besimcha b'shleimus. When a person is besimcha, when it means he's b'shleimus, he's reached his peak, his wholeness. By deizem akavala torah shleimus adam. If you're b'shleimus, if you're whole, then you can reach Torah, you can achieve Torah, you can accept Torah, which is the shleimus of man. And when a person is b'tzar, then he's b'chisaro, then he's lacking when he's feeling anguish, when he's feeling distress, and therefore he's not makabel Torah, which is shleimus adam. Klal adavar kein roy la adam shleimus eloki hazeh. Hi haTorah, kima ide simcha shishleimus nafshi. The rule is that a person is only fitting to get this godly shleimus of Torah when he is in a whole place, whole, not when he is in a whole, whole. Then the opposite, then he has a chisaron. But when he's feeling a whole, then he has shleimus. Kishadim nashu b'simcha zroi lekabel nafsho b'shleimus haTorah. So when you're b'simcha, you have your own personal shleimus, and that makes you a good kli to be makabel shleimus haTorah. Vayein od beperish haMaharal, Pirkei Avos, Chelek Aleph, Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, v'chein l'dvar halacha she'ein l'Torah she'i alokis chibur rak el hashalem v'lo al hachoser. Torah, which is godly, only has chibur to what is complete, and not to what is lacking. Because the Torah, the Ma'alasa, Vishleimasa, Otishabra, El Makabra, Kamishkab, Shleimus, Torah only dwells with those who themselves are Vishleimus. Azefshal, Kabbalah, Torah, Shleima, Velos, Zulas, Zeh. Then you can be Makabal, the complete Torah, and not without it. So, Be'ikr, Chiyuv, Simcha, B'mitzvahs. It's Kedai to look in the Gemara in Shabbos on page 30b. It says that Shlomo HaMelech was so sere himself, he contradicted himself. On one end, the pasuk says, "V'shibachti ani aseh simcha," I pray simcha. On the other end, it says, "L'simcha zuma mazuosa," what's the simcha all about? The Gemara says, not a question. "Shibachti ani aseh simcha," simcha shel mitzvah. Or simcha mazuosa, simcha sheina shel mitzvah. What's meaningless simcha? Simcha sheina shel mitzvah. Like goyim, or people who live like goyim. They party. You ask them, oh, very nice, what is the party? No, we're just partying to party. Oh, so interesting. See, that's simcha mazuosa. Like, what's the point? What are you so happy about? But if it's a simcha shel mitzvah, that's why Jews eat a lot, because we're always partying because of our religious achievements, because of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Bris Milah, Bar Mitzvah, Chasana. All of these things are all simcha. So that's a worthy simcha. That's where Shlomo HaMelech says, I pray Simcha. And that's to teach you, Sheina Shechina Shaira, Shechina only dwells with Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Rashi gives an example of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Zachnasis Kala. So it's mashma that Mitzvahs HaMisamchos, Goreim Simcha, like Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, the Rambam says, Sof Perakhas Milchas Lulav. Also, is a mitzvah that's Misameach. But halvas hameis, or achilas maror, if you're eating especially the real stuff, that's really, really bitter. So that's not going to be such a simcha. Only simcha dika mitzvahs are simcha. However, the Magid Mishnah in the 8th parak of Hilchos Lulav, Halachat Esvav, brings the Gemara and he explains. Vikra Darvashem Roladim Lasas Amitzis Mitzachem Chovalavu Muchach Vanus Basiyasam Elachayv Lasosam Usamech Basiyasam Viyasa Tov Mitzachu Tov V'yivchar b'emesat shomas v'yakul b'enav torachon v'yavin ki lekach notzer l'shamish eskono ki ahu. So he says, don't be happy, stam, because what's the point? Those are just passing things. Be happy, you're fulfilling your purpose in this world. Oh, that's a reason for simcha. You're fulfilling your purpose in this world because that's why you were created. You're created to do mitzvah, and you're doing mitzvahs. You're created to fulfill mitzvahs, and you're fulfilling mitzvahs. That's a reason for simcha. So the mashmaus of the Magid Mishnah is that he understands simcha shel mitzvah are all mitzvahs. Not only mitzvahs like achnasas kalas, geshmak, you have a 17-piece band in a beautiful simcha hall somewhere deep in New Jersey owned by the mafia with high ceilings, big paintings, beautiful carpets, lots of people walking around with trays, lots of Gentiles who want to serve you. A coat lady, you give her a dollar, you give her your coat, she gives it back to you afterwards, guy takes your car. You know the procedure. So that's good. Geshmak a mitzvah. Everybody enjoys that one. But even all mitzvahs should be besimcha. Because you're fulfilling your purpose in this world. And the makor is the Gemara in Pesachim 117a, David Mizmor. When he says, David Mizmor, first there was Ashrayas Hashchina, and then Shira. First Shchina. And then first Sharasalav Shechina, first the Shechina dwelt, and then he said Shira. Le David, the Shechina came to him, and then Mizmor, and then he sang. Mizmor Le David first. There was the Mizmor, there was the Shira, and then the Shechina came. Lametcha Sheina Shechina Shara, lo mitoch atzlus, velo mitoch atzvus, ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. So the Shechina doesn't dwell in a place of laziness, and not in a place of sadness, but in a place of simcha shel mitzvah. Shenemar bata kuli menagen, v'haya kenagen amenagen v'tiyad alav yad Hashem. So, you know, when the Shechina Shara, when there's Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and then we bring a proof text that bring me the menagen, and when he's menagen, the hand of God was upon him. So you see that the Shechina is Shara mitoch Simcha. You say Shira, and then the Shechina is Shara. Then the Shechina dwells. The Magid Mishnah learns Pshat, Melamed, She'amar Shira, Ve'acharkach Sharasalav, first he said Shira, and then the Shechina dwelled. Because the Etzem Asiyas Mitzvah HaShira V'Limud HaTorah creates simcha. And the same applies to other mitzvahs. Just doing the mitzvah. Mizmor LeDavid. David did the mitzvah of singing to Hashem. And Mimela the Shechina was Shara. So it's not only the fact that he was singing, but it was simcha shel mitzvah. It was that he was singing mitoch mitzvah. Stam, if you sing a Billy Joel tune or one of those other chevra, so that's not going to be a mitzvah, that's going to bring the Shechina. Shechina has to be simcha shel mitzvah. And other mitzvahs as well. And Rashi will learn that you need the Shira dafka, because the Shira brings happiness. And that's going to bring the simcha shel mitzvah, because it's like a happy mitzvah. Because Rashi learns that it's the happy mitzvahs that you do b'simcha. That's what it means in the Gemara Simcha Shel Mitzvah. But the Magid Mishnah learns all mitzvahs are simcha. The fact that you're doing a mitzvah brings simcha, doesn't matter what type of mitzvah. In the Dibros Moshe and Shabbos and Ha'arapei, he writes the Magid Mishnah sort of a Hasaga in the Rambam. But he didn't write a Belashan Hasaga, because even the simcha that you're Sameach, B'maisim, b'mitzvus sheneschaibu l'smoach nichlo b'krozeh. In other words, what does the Rambam say? Rambam says that in Halacha Yud Dalid, he talks about the simcha of the simchas, the whole parak earlier on also, some of the simchas beis ha-shoeva. And then he says that the simcha that a person has when he does mitzvahs is an avoda gedola, it's a big avoda, etc. So for the Rambam, it seems it's only simchatika mitzvahs. So apparently the Magad Mishnah is masig on the Rambam, he's disagreeing. But he doesn't write up a Lashon HaSaga because I didn't see the Rav Moshe inside. But apparently what Rav Moshe means is that the Rambam would agree, the Magad Mishnah would agree with the Rambam that even Simcha Dika Mitzvahs, like Simcha Beis HaShoeva, requires Simcha. So it's not that the Rambam is totally wrong. The Rambam says you have to be Sameach during Simcha Dika Mitzvahs. The Magad Mishnah holds you also have to be Sameach during non-Simcha Dika Mitzvahs. And the Magad Mishnah's Lashon is with a non-Simcha Dika Mitzvah, meaning all mitzvahs are Simcha according to the Magad Mishnah because you're filling the will of God, you're filling your purpose on earth. But some mitzvahs are naturally Simcha Dika Mitzvahs, like Hanas's Kala. So now we understand the special Simcha by Talmud Torah, like the Magad Mishnah writes, Simcha Basiyas HaMitzvahs Ubelamidas HaTorah VaChochma. Because Talmud Torah is special from all the mitzvahs, like it says in Moed Katan Tesamit Beis, and the Pasuk V'chol Chafatzim Lo Yishvu Ba, Afilu Chafzei Shemaim Lo Yishvu Ba, Parakama Depeya, Kol Mitzvah Shel Torah, Enon Shekol Mitzvah Shel Shel Torah, Enon Shabbos Dabrecha Min HaTorah. In other words, you know that you're doing the greatest mitzvah possible. In other words, you're created for a certain purpose, and you're fulfilling your purpose. What greater simcha is that? That a person knows that what they're doing has meaning. They're fulfilling their purpose, that's why. And a person has children, the greatest gift you can give your children is meaning, purpose. That will make them happy. But if they don't have purpose, and they just have a nanny, and a lot of food to eat, and a lot of pleasures in a tennis court, they're not going to be happy because they don't have purpose. Why am I playing tennis? Kudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. And an Ovel is Asur B'divrei Torah, because Torah Be'etzem is Mesamech. I once saw C.S. Lewis was a famous Christian thinker, philosopher, writer, and he writes very nicely. He's got a lot of good proofs for the existence of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Not that we need C.S. Lewis, but for those who need to bolster their faith. In any event, he says, you know, I understand, he's the English guy, and he reads through Tehillim, and he understands a lot of the Pesukim, I don't know how, without the Mefarshim, maybe he had the art scroll, but he lived before the art scroll. He said, but what's the Mesikus that David HaMelech in Tehillim talks about, the Mesikus of the Torah? He probably also was bothered, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim, right, Mesukim Dvash V'nofes Sufim, what's the simcha? Like, it's an important text, it's godly, it's divine, it's great, but what's the simcha? What's the sweetness? So he's thinking, you know, he never learned in yeshiva. Had he learned in yeshiva, and he would have learned Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva, Rashba, Ramban, Rambam, Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah, Pnei Yoshua, Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel. So, then he would have understood. In any event, there's more. The Rama writes in Aruch Chaim in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet Tziv Gimel, "V'noagim l'shtoach hasavim b'shvuas b'beis haknesses v'abatim zecher l'simchas matan Torah." Right, there was grass around Har Sinai, so also we, like it says, "Atzon v'abakar yirul mula harahu," where there's grass, and there was also Esav on the Har, like the Rokeach says in the pasuk Kol Amroim. So it's very nice, so we put out grass, but what's Pshat in the Lashon of the Ramah? Zechel is Simchas Matan Torah. Zechel is Matan Torah. I mean, Zechel is Simchas Matan Torah. So it's mashma that the Simcha of Matan Torah isn't a Zaitik Azach, as they say in Spanish. Isn't a side thing. But rather it's the Iker Cheftza, if I may wax Yeshivish Ramon. It's the primary nature, essence of Zichron Mamad Har Sinai, Simchas Matan Torah, and therefore Nogim L'shtoach Asavim Yerukim B'Shvus Zechel Matan Torah, Zechel Simchas Matan Torah. What's this Simcha about? So in the Nefesh HaChayim and Shear Dalet and Perek Vav, says V'lo Oda L'Kigam Ba'Osa Eish Eldem Osik B'Torah L'Mata Kol Teva Shemotzim Mipiv Heinin Advar Miyotzim Kaviyochel Gam Mipiv Yisparach Ba'Osa Eish Mamish. It's an amazing thing that when we're learning Torah, God is saying over the Torah that we're learning. Then he brings a raya from the Gemara, the Gabi Pilegish Begiva. They had a machlokes, what problem the man found with his Pilegish. Zvuv matzala nima gitin vavam beis. Everybody knows the Gemara. If not, you can look it up. And one of the Amorim found Eliyahu, and he said, what's God doing now? And he said, he's Osek Pilegish Begiva. And what is he saying? If Yosef ben Ikacho Omer, Yonatan ben Ikacho Omer. So if they're Osek in this Torah, then God's Osek in this Torah. And that's our Dveikus B'Torah. Tovli Torah Spicha. Every Torah I'm Osek in is also coming out of God's mouth. So that's a tremendous idea, that what you're saying, God is saying. We also have in Perek Yedalet, Uvachol Eis She'adam Osek Umizdabek Bakaroi Advarim Smechem Kenesinas in Mesinai. If you're davik properly in the Torah, you're learning properly, then it's as happy as it was in Matan Torah. Vashkas Bezorish Paras Chukas Repasach Zlas HaTorah Sam Milen Doraisa Kadishan Inun Aloin Inun Mesikin Inun Kamedich Siva Nechamodim Izov If you're happy when you're learning, when you're Osek in Torah, it's as if you're at Har Sinai. If you're Mishtadol Baraisa, it's as if you're at Har Sinai being Mekabel Torah. Yom Azeni Yesalam. It says there, look at the words of Torah. They're so holy, they're so elevated, they're so sweet. They're sweeter than they're more valuable than gold. Parsach Remos, the Tana Koman, the Atzis, the Milo Yaraisa, Zakoyu by Almo Kilikibo Torah Sinai. If you listen to the words of Torah, you learn, so then you're like your Makabal Torah Mar Sinai. Filmi Kol Barnosh Nami Bar, the Mishma Milo Yaraisa, Oman Darachin Udne, the Kabla Yoiv, Yukar, the Malka Kadisha. If you listen, you open your ears to listen to Torah. You're giving honor to the Holy King. Vyav Yukar Laraisa, giving honor to the Torah. Yom Zeni Yisalam. So we have an opportunity, even now when we're learning Torah, to reenact Har Sinai. Ratam shekamosh beismar Har Sinai niskatshu nisdabku yachob dibor isbarach. Back then they were davik in the words of Torah. Gam ata b'chol eis mamish shadam oisek v'hoyge b'avdavuk al yada b'dibor isbarach mamish machm shakol mamar piv isbarach. The Moshe Misinai. It's happening now. If you're oisek in Torah, that's the word of God right now. Word that God is speaking. It's like Mamad Har Sinai all over again. It's like your Makabal Torah. V'hayu advarim smechem kinesinasim misinai. What's the idea again? That's the simcha, when you're learning, it's the simcha of Mamad Har Sinai. That's what we're supposed to do. The Ramah says, you put out the grass, reenacting Har Sinai, so that we should feel that simcha once again. Shir Hashirim Rabbah, Yishakenam Nishikos Pir Shibshas Ma'an Torah B'shas Tadibros HaRishon Hashatzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nitkatam Torah Libem V'lemedim V'loim Mishtakchin. Chenia lasid lavo. The Bishas Matan Torah, when the words came out of God's mouth, Torah was planted in their hearts, and they would learn and wouldn't forget, and so it's going to be in the future. Because they were so dovik b'Hashem that it just clung to them and never separated, and so too it's going to be in the future. Al kopanim. We see reasons for simcha. A, you know you're fulfilling your purpose in this world, and that makes you happy, and there's no greater fulfillment of your purpose than learning. Learning is the highest of all mitzvahs, worth more than all the mitzvahs. As we see in Chazal, Kol chav afilu chavtzei shemayim lo yishvu ba. Even matters of heaven, it says in Mishlei 8:11, Kol chafatzim yishvu ba afilu chavtzei shemayim lo yishvu ba, aren't equal to it, even chafatzim shemayim. All the mitzvahs of the Torah, it says in the Yerushalmi Perek Hamidah Peah, aren't aren't equal to one idea of Torah, one word of Torah. So that's one reason for Simcha, and also because when you're learning, God's learning along with you, and like at Har Sinai, just like at Har Sinai was tremendous Simcha. So you should also feel that Simcha. Okay, there's a lot more to say, obviously. And like I said, I hope that we're able to revisit this topic, because it's super, super important. That's what everybody wants and everybody needs. Everybody wants to be happy, and Torah can provide that happiness. That shouldn't be one's motivation. The motivation should be altruistic. But the bottom line is that God knows His customers, and He knows that we need to be happy, and He gave us the means to be happy. That's by being Osek B'Torah B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav. And as somebody who's been around the block a few times, I'm about to hit my Jubilee year, completing my Jubilee. So, in the Jubilee year. So, I've seen it again and again, that people who are learning good and geschmack are happier. And people who aren't just aren't so happy. Our kids will go off the derech. You ever met anybody who went off the derech, who was mama, she was in yeshiva, he was steiging, he was loving it, it was so sweet. But he said, but it's not true. And then he stopped keeping Torah mitzvahs. When people go off, it's because they don't have a geshmak in their learning, and they don't have a geshmak in their avodas Hashem. And a lot of stuff around it is, you know, excuses. They read this, they saw this website. For every question there's an answer, and nobody's ever brought one proof to disprove God. Nobody's ever disproved Maamar Har Sinai. So at the very least, it's a suffix. There's no reason to vadei start to being Michal Shabbos. Yeah. But it's a lack of simcha, it's a lack of geshmak, it's a lack of enjoyment, it's a lack of fulfillment. And therefore they think they're going to find it elsewhere. They don't, but they think they are. People who are most depressed are usually people who, this is already, studies have been done, and a lot of research and a lot of discussion about this, that people, when they lose their religion, they become miserable, they become depressed, and it's a lot of suicide. Because what meaning does a person have? Like one famous Jewish thinker put it, he says, when man abandons God, God is not alone. Man is. So they left Hashem, they're alone. It's sad. So we should be zochem mirtz Hashem to feel the geshmak of Torah, the simcha of Torah, and to spread it to others, that they should also feel the geshmak of Torah and the simcha of Torah and the excitement of Torah and the Maamar Har Sinai of Torah. So I thank everybody for listening, and the Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully continue with this series of Shi'urim B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, speedy sinus, friends.